Welcome everyone to the monthly night of the membership, 8th annual Wild Market. Tonight's day there is sponsor of the Christmas Motion Worker Ben C. and Time and Dog. This place members is a place where people come and learn whatever it is the person wants to. It doesn't matter where they spend the rest of the day, whether it's in working for a living or to be Spanish. That's not what counts when you come to learn there. And that's the reason this makes this Beis Medrash a wonderful, geschmacka place to come to be. Since there's no ulterior motive besides coming and learning, and that's all that counts. In fact, the person behind this Beis Medrash, actually also in front of this, everything that goes on here, wouldn't even allow me to say his name, Barabbas. Thank you anyway. Therefore, the Siyata Dishmaya that we have here is tremendous. Since it's all about Kher Lishma, which is the highest Madrega. I just wanted to share one beautiful story that we had here in this Beis Medrash to show this point. I will leave out some details for obvious reasons. One of the people learning here brought someone with them, and this person was not really doing too well in his matzah brokenness, to put it at least. I wasn't really sure what we had over here in this Beis Medrash for him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Siyata Dishmaya, put something in my mind to set him up with. And I was very nervous and concerned that it should work out. But Chasdei Hashem, this person started plugging into the learning, and with no time, ended up turning around in every aspect of his life. And this comes from one thing. It comes from Tayr Lishma. And that's the main ingredient of his success in this Night Saver's marriage. Therefore, we ask two things of everyone here tonight. First of all, if you yourself would like to come and join this Reddish, beautiful Bakun Taira, which at times the Ruach was so strong that the Rav once mentioned, you could walk in here, you feel like you're in a yeshiva based Reddish. And if you know someone else who's looking for this Reddish to come along, come and join, bring them over. This Reddish is never too full, even though sometimes the parking outside can end up looking like it's very full. And second, we're asking that anybody here who could all help this Makom Torah as much as possible financially to be able to continue this beautiful Avedas Hashem. Also, there's CDs for anybody from the last year's Shiurim. You can take a CD, the very Geschmacka CD of the Geschmacka Shiurim that we had in the past year. I'd like to ask one of the Magida Shum of the night, say their Yitzchak Schwartz, to say a few words as well.
Choshev Amar, the Ashra, and the whole of this wonderful organization, the Night Seder Beis Medrash, Mishtachim, and friends. I'd like to thank the Yazdim of this Maisid, those that are part of the Maisid, for giving me that schus, the tremendous privilege of being a part of this organization. I have to tell you, I sometimes walk into the Beis Medrash, I stop and think about it, I get emotional. We're living today in a world of strife, of turbulence, of unhappiness, of lack of accomplishment. And this is an oasis not only of happiness, not only an oasis of calm, it's an oasis of accomplishment where people are partially happy. happy to be with each other, happy to accomplish in the Beis Medrash. And it's never partial by me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he looks down every single night and he sees what's going on in this Beis Medrash, it brings him tremendous simcha. You walk into the hall, the minute you walk in, you see people greeting each other, and greeting each other with simcha. And they're happy to be with each other. They're happy to be part of that Moisit, part of this wonderful Moisit. And that's really the first t'nai when it comes to Torah. The Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had waited 974 generations before the world was created. He waited to be able to give the Torah. And finally, when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, he was waiting to give it to them right away. But they camped in one Makayim, and he saw there was Machlokes between them. Can't give the Torah yet. They camped in another Makayim, couldn't give the Torah yet. Finally, when they came to Har Sinai, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hahar, Kulon Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad, oh, now's the time to give the Torah. When you see how people interact with each other, and the wonderful simcha they have in being together, that's the first t'nai of Torah, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hahar. And then you look into the Beis Medrash, and you see people learning together. People from all over town, people from all walks of life, younger whites, balabatim, people that work the entire day, people that learn the entire day, chavrusas, chaburas, shiurim. What a wonderful, wonderful place, and you see that feeling of accomplishment on everybody's face. As I'll say, leimitna Torah, it's a mechilta in this week's parasha, leimitna Torah elo la'echlei man. The Torah was only given to Eichlei Man. So the Meir Shapiro asks the question, sounds like a Medrash Pliya. Those that don't eat the man didn't get the Torah. What's the connection between the man and the Torah? Dr. Meir Shapiro Zatzal, the man, whatever taste you wanted it to taste like. You wanted it to taste like steak, it tasted like steak. You wanted it to taste like spaghetti, it tasted like spaghetti. Whichever taste you had in your mind, that is what the man tasted like. The Torah is the same way. The same Pasuk Bereishis Barley Kim that a little child learns in Cheder. A person that's much older and much more mature could understand it on his level. The Torah has many different timing. It has the time of Chumash, it has the time of Medrash, it has the time of Lumbus, and it has the time for beginners. And every single person in the Night Seder based Medrash, he feels the time of Torah according to his level. You have the beginner, you have a person that's more interested in Bekiyas, he's able to have that time. A person that's more interested in Eon, he has his time. Every single person will be Magri Nasa, Shiurim and Chumash, and Navi, and Halacha, and Gemara, you name it, there's Chaburas and Longas. It's Meir that you manage to have the time of Mon over here in the Beis Medrash. What a wonderful, wonderful place. Inside the Achdus, inside that beautiful time of Torah. Chavetz Chaim says a Meir that you think. Chavetz Chaim says that a person could be working the entire day. And what's it love? They're going to mourn him. You create him on Torah. Did you learn Torah? If at the end of the day, in his spare time, he learns, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he learned the entire day. Why? There's a necessity for there to be a Yisachar and a Zevulun. Zevulun has to support the Yisachar. So if a person is working, he's his egg and his Zevulun, and then he becomes the Yisachar at night, he is the Yisachar and Zevulun at one. What a Meridike thing. And to see Balabatim at the end of the day, if they're working a full day of supporting their family, and to come and to sit and learn, and be Eon or be Kiyas, whatever it is, but they strain themselves, what a gewaldige, gewaldige schus. Yodua in the Olam HaYeshiva is the Tzaisach Hoshen, Rabbi Leib HaKayin Shein, which Yeshiva doesn't learn the Tzais every single day, the Tzais, the Avnei Meluon, the Shav Shmaitzin, three Amudim, that he stelled Avek. The mother of the Tzais, she had four children. All four of them were giants of Torah. One of them was the Tzais, one of them was the Kuntres HaSreikas, the Trumas HaKri. Four giants of Torah. Three of them were either Rabbanim or Magide Shir. The fourth one did not want to be Nehenna from his Torah, so he was into business. And in her old age, she stayed by the one, by the son that was the businessman. And one time, she wasn't feeling well, so all of the other sons came to be Mevaka Chayla. They're all sitting by their mother's bed. And what do four Goyim do when they're all together? They start speaking and learning. So one gets the Kasha, the other one gave the Teretz, and they're fighting back and forth by their mother's bedside. And after the whole conversation and learning, the businessman was Menatzeach over his three brothers. So the mother got up off the bed and she started dancing. Eim Habonim Smecho. that not only are my three sons that are in the Beis Medrash, Isaac and learning, but the one that has to work during the day, he comes back, he's able to halknach and learning together with them, and he's able to be menatzeach over them. And I was thinking, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees something like the Night Seder Beis Medrash, he has that same symbol. Not only are the Kohelim and Goyim sitting and learning, not only are there Magid and Shir that are sitting and learning, but those that are busy during the day with their parnasa, they come at night and they're Isaac full-fledged and learning. This is the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels when he sees what goes on in this beautiful oasis of calm, this oasis of happiness, this oasis of accomplishment. I want to thank you again, Yerutzen, that the Gevaldik HaTzloch and Siyata Deshmaya that we've seen till now, it should be mamshir for many, many years to come. And Bekara, we should be mamshir in Yerushalayim or HaKadosh, the Bias Beis HaMikdosh, B'mehar B'yomenu. Amen. Now I'd like to introduce the guest speaker of the night. It's a tremendous chus and honor to introduce the famous speaker, Rabbi Eli Mansur.
Five minutes.